Making art on your own terms is a phrase you often hear, but what does that really mean? To Stolen Nation's John Terry and many of his peers, it means working with a smaller, independent label like Kansas City's The Record Machine and not being bound to a full-length format. That's why he decided to release a 4-track EP, Smoke Signals, which came out in November 2014.
I'm really picky with the music I make. I try to make it good if I can. I'd rather make less and better quality and up to my hard standards for myself than to do more. But there's definitely more in the works.
But it all started with a mixtape.
Yeah, it was probably fifth grade or so. Everybody was listening to cassette tapes, and I kind of grew up in a Christian household. It was pretty strict, so I was very limited as far as like what we got to listen to. And my friend gave me this tape on the bus one day, and it was a whole bunch of grunge bands like Nirvana, Soundgarden, stuff like that. And that was kind of like a mind-blowing experience, just kind of eye-opening of, you know, what's out there as far as music was concerned. And that definitely shaped, you know, my music influence at that time. And still, I still love listening to that stuff.
Terry's appreciation of those bands is reflected in his new EP, Smoke Signals. The first single is Bells.
Bells was just a song that I really like a lot, and I know it's more like on maybe the poppy end of the spectrum as compared to the other songs, but it was also a song that kind of just came out real quick, like, you know, maybe a 20 minute writing session.
I love the track a lot. I thought it was very well done. The whole EP I really liked. I have to say, I think the first one though is my favorite, the first track.
You have to give Kristen Nelson some credit. I mean, he did most of the recording on it. He just helped with, you know, mixing notes, basically. But he's got a really good ear for that sound in that time period. I mean, we both grew up with that music, and a lot of that could be contributed to him. And he's very, very much about, you know, leaving the original thing that was recorded intact as much as possible.
The third track, Sometime Never, follows in the same spirit. The EP closes with Pipe Wrench, Pipe Dream, which Terry says was inspired by a prior job.
I was working out in the oil fields for about a year using pipe wrenches a lot. Like, that song's kind of about that time period and the concept of, you know, your work versus value and, you know, your work in life versus value or your creative value. So the pipe dream of being able to make music and make a living off of it versus making a living off of working physically.
So you were a fifth grader listening to Jay Maskus. You felt like that was a maybe an appropriate choice for you?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a big Dinosaur Jr. fan. I was in high school in the 90s, so that's kind of that's very close to my heart. If you had to emulate something, I mean... And it seems like that sound is kind of coming back. Have you noticed that? Not just, I mean, obviously, I think Stolen Nations reflects that, but there's kind of a trend towards that again.
Yeah, and even, you know, a lot of those guys from that era are kind of having a resurgence in a way. I think it's just because people get tired of hearing music made by computers, and they like to hear people playing their instruments and maybe not hitting every note perfectly or singing every note correctly. I think that's part of the human element that makes music great.
For more information, you can check out the band's website at stolennations.com or therecordmachine.net. Stolen Nations' four-track EP is entitled Smoke Signals and was released in November 2014. I've been speaking with John Terry. Chris Rochelle contributed drums on the EP. The band is based out of Kansas City. For WUTC, this is Rachel Smith.